Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
All right, big response to Martin Brown there, rather mixed response as well, and I'll try and bring you that a little bit later on, but right now let's move on. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who wants to report a crime relating to their stay at their mother and baby home to contact them. A dedicated Garda team has reviewed the report of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission to determine whether the information could form the basis for criminal investigations, I suppose. Now, after careful consideration, Gardaí are of the view that there is insufficient detail to launch any criminal investigation because individuals are not identified in the report. Now, Gardaí are now appealing to anybody who wishes to report a crime relating to a pregnancy or abuse involving their stay at a mother and baby home to make contact with them so that the crimes can be investigated where possible. Now, Breda Murphy frequently contributes to our programme. She's PRO of the True Mother and Baby Alliance, and she joins me now. Breda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
This news broke yesterday afternoon, Breda. What's your take on it? I mean, did it come as a surprise to you?
Well, it's welcome news. It's not quite a surprise. What is happening is that there's growing pressure, I think, on the government now that the report, which we've discussed before, is considered really a whitewash and does not reflect the views, the testimonies, and does not give credit, indeed, to the testimonies of those who participated. So what the commissioner has appealed for those who are affected, who were in the home, who throughout their pregnancy had abuse while there. But there are many others, indeed, that could substantiate these claims, such as domestic workers from the home, those who were caretakers in the institutions who took away remains, for instance. Family members can also, you know, contribute. And they have warned that there are limitations. But those limitations are largely there due to the inaction of government. And I would say that with the fact that the inaccessibility to records. Records are now held by the minister in various departments and religious orders within their archives. And without access to those, who can pursue a claim? Because the first thing you asked for is for, your evidence. So perhaps emergency legislation is required that would support the seizing of all records to enable a justice-type investigation. Otherwise, it appears tokenistic or a tick box exercise. And Fran, one of the other points is that the Magdalen laundries are not included. So again, what you have is a piecemeal manner of investigation which hampers true justice. It's literally slicing people's lives to deny justice. Women were trafficked from mother and baby homes to spend the remainder of their lives in many cases within a Magdalen laundry. And our member, Frank Breheny, who is seeking justice for his father, born in Tuam, advises us that his grandmother, spent the remaining 42 years of her life within a Magdalen laundry. And children from mother and baby homes, of course, were sent to industrial schools and other institutions and inappropriate settings. So there are a range of offences against the Person Act that are covered. Yeah. The Children's Act of 1908, the Adoption Act of 1952, the Maternity Act of 1934, and finally births, marriages and deaths registration.
And in terms of the Gardaí then and their investigations, their caveat, I suppose, to this, Breda, is that, you know, it's a 90-year period that we're talking about. People of interest, possible suspects and all of that may well have died, and indeed some of these records may no longer exist.
That's true, but over 5,600 underage girls as young as 12 were accommodated in 14 county homes and in 14 mother and baby homes and 4 county homes. There were 182 institutions, entities or individuals dealing with the issues such as adoption. Some were private nursing homes, like St. Rita's. Some were run as a private practice, like the one by Dr. Irene Creedon of Monaghan, who took in babies from vulnerable mothers, gave them their place of birth as her surgery, and allowed adoptive parents to register as their child, as a biological child. So Margaret Norton was born in 1972, and she cannot find any paper trail. She was adopted by Dr. Irene Creedon, but adopted into a family. accepted or was registered in their family name.
Does it concern you that, you know, there could be a huge response to this? And if so, there will be huge delays in investigation, in dealing with this and all of that. You'd wonder, in fact, how they will do it with resources in the Gardaí being as difficult as it is, Breda. Do you have concerns about that, that this may just be a long-term thing that's going to trundle on for years and years?
Well, it shouldn't be, because it's like the coroners last week. We heard from Professor Scraton in the Oireachtas, and he was speaking of it not being adequately resourced. So it's all about resources. If the government, and if indeed the Garda Commissioner, are serious about doing this, then they ensure that it's adequately resourced, that it looks from 1922 to the period of the home, this is what they're putting in, up to 1998. But we cannot forget that the castle in Newtown, Cunningham and Donegal, run by the North Western Health Board and the Catholic Diocese of Raphoe and Derry, only closed in 2006. So, you know, it is a massive investigation in many ways if they do it properly. This morning, our member Teresa speaking on Galway Bay FM about the promotion of a new... of this weekend, the Balsana Festival is on, and NUIG have done this incredible production that they are launching at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and I'll send you details of that with our survivors. But Teresa's mum became pregnant at the age of 17 in the late 1950s, and she sought refuge in the UK with her family, her sisters and brothers, who were caring for her. And unfortunately, her pregnancy was noticed by the Catholic, by somebody who alerted the Catholic Rescue Society, who took her mum back to Ireland. And what's really applicable is that her mother was identified on her arm by the number 20. And Teresa was the child of number 20, repatriated that week back to Ireland. So those are all abuses. And those were facilitated in many respects by the Garda Síochána, particularly in relation to, you know, when women left the Magdalen Laundry, for instance, and perhaps the mother and baby home or a county home under investigation, when they were again taken back there. So false imprisonment and abduction by the Gardaí, or misconduct in public office if they failed to report it, is another crime. You know, there are many, many crimes. Failure to keep proper records of mother and baby home, failure to notify the death to the Registrar General of the local authority, failure to notify the death to the coroner.
Right, but it seems that a lot of the issues that you're mentioning there, Breda, won't be within the remit of the Gardaí where this is concerned. I mean, they're talking about, you know, incest, rape, or what would now be called statutory rape, I suppose. And this is what they're looking for, essentially, is it not?
It appears to be, Fran, but that means that, again, like, and this was one of the problems with many of the reports.
The focus is narrow, is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The focus is too narrow. So either we're serious about doing a proper investigation. Like, we have gone to the Gardaí previously. I've gone to the Tuam Gardaí to make a report with regard to a missing person, somebody who had died in the home in 1930s. And they took that very seriously and opened a file. But there's nothing, you know, of late, because, of course, the site is still in its same condition and no excavation, exhumation has taken place.
But now, at least, you know, you're talking about a dedicated Garda team that will examine these issues. And, I mean, that has to be a step forward to some degree.
It is a step forward, and we really welcome the Commissioner's, you know, statement. But at the same time, we are being realistic and saying to government and to who resource the police to please put in place enough resources to carry out a proper investigation. You see, I think it only comes on the back of much really anger and distrust in the manner in which the investigation to date has taken place. And, you know, there's no accountability. There doesn't appear to be any accountability when the commissioners, those who sat on the commission, could walk away and produce a document that really does not inform the public and puts the wrong narrative.
Right,
you know,
and interestingly, doesn't inform the Gardaí either, because there's insufficient detail, Breda, I suppose. Is this another nail in the coffin that is that report?
It is, in many ways, yeah, because when the Ryan report was produced, and another, I suppose, blockage to justice is the statute of limitations, that you can only take a case within 6 years of, you know, it happening. And this is not mentioned here, but in relation to the Ryan report on sexual abuse, they waived that. Mm. So on this abuse, if they're truly serious, I mean, if you're talking about a 17-year-old girl being trafficked back to Ireland, being brought back to Ireland against her will, and her child then taken from her, then that is abuse. And that is something that now should come under the remit of the Gardaí. It's not merely about the pregnancy. And certainly there were 5,600. And one of my own family members became pregnant at 17 and ended up in one of those institutions. So, you know, a full and thorough investigation.
Right.
Needs to be.
What would you say, Breda, just finally and briefly, if you would, what would you say to maybe women listening to yours today that have been affected in some way with the issues that we're referring to here? What's your advice to them in terms of how they might approach the Gardaí or what they would say?
Well, the Gardaí are equipped, you know, they have a confidential line, and there are experienced personnel who will speak to them. So they will speak to them, you know, empathically, you know, they will speak in a concerned way, and they will take anything they give them. So the telephone number for that, I would say, call them in the first instance, have that conversation. Do not reveal your name if you do not want to. Call them in confidence and say, I was in a mother and baby home, and I just want to tell you my experience and see if I can pursue. And that number is 1-800-555-222, and they haven't lost anything by, you know, inquiring.
And I know that you can email motherandbabyhomes@garda.ie as well for more information on that. Breda, I must leave it there, but thank you so much indeed for your time this morning. Thank you. Good morning to you. And that's Breda Murphy speaking, who was there on that announcement by the Garda Commissioner yesterday, basically saying to people out there that they need you to talk to them and give them details. And again, that number that Breda referred to there, 1-800-555-222, or the email babyhomes@garda.ie.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.